This is Morning Edition on KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Brain. Improving the Pulaski County criminal justice system is the goal of a research project in its early stages. KYR's David Monteith has more on the initiative.
Last year, Pulaski County became one of seven counties nationwide selected to take part in a program designed to improve the pretrial aspects of the justice system. The program focuses on decisions made before a defendant comes to trial, whether a police officer issues a citation or makes an arrest, for example, or whether a judge decides to release the accused on bail or make them wait in jail. Pulaski County Judge Barry Hyde, the county's top administrator, says the process currently used by district and circuit court judges is prone to errors.
If we're getting some of those decisions wrong on the side of releasing people until their court date, we're probably making a lot of mistakes on the people we're incarcerating, too.
Those pretrial decisions can be costly to the county and potentially do more harm than good to the public and the accused. Chastity Cyphrus, chief deputy at the Pulaski County Attorney's Office, says jailing someone because they might not show up for their court date can have significant consequences.
If you're in jail for even 2 days, it seriously affects your life. You may or may not be a single parent who need to have children looked after, and most of us can't afford to be away from a job more than 2 days, or you risk the potential of losing your job. So there are a lot more impacts than just financially for the county. There are a lot of community-based impacts as well.
Last year, a team made up of Pulaski County District and Circuit Court judges, representatives from the Sheriff's Office, county officials, and community members applied for and won a grant from the Center for Effective Public Policy. The 5-year grant will first provide data collection and analysis tools. Cypher says patterns in the data can help make clear issues like racial bias.
We all know that issues exist and that African Americans and minorities are affected by the system more frequently than Caucasian, but that's all us sitting around saying we know this, right? So it's speculation and conjecture until you have the numbers and you're sitting there cold hard data.
Madeline Carter, a co-project director for Advancing Pretrial Policy and Research, says the data helps inform policy recommendations for law enforcement agencies and the courts.
Our goal as a project is to eliminate racial and ethnic disparities in the criminal justice system. So we're working with our project sites to advance comprehensive systemic pretrial improvements that are fair, effective, and equitable.
Cypher says having a better system for sharing data can also help people who come in contact with law enforcement while having a mental health crisis receive support instead of jail time,
so that they can get the support that they need and also referred to a community mental health center that can continue, help sustain them while they're in the community, and they can safely be released. There's no reason for them to even enter into the criminal justice system.
One option, other than jail, is to refer those who need help with mental health or drug addiction to one of the 4 crisis stabilization units in the state. Pulaski, Sebastian, Washington, and Craighead counties each have a unit designed to be an alternative for many nonviolent offenders. Making more use of those resources may be one outcome of the pretrial research program, which is still in its early stages. David Monteith, KUAR News.